This is All Things Considered on North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC. I'm Jeff Tiberi. Each Friday at this time, we discuss the week in state politics. The usual voices are back. Rob Schofield from the progressive NC Policy Watch and Becky Gray from the conservative John Locke Foundation. Hello.
Hello. Hey,
Governor Roy Cooper issued another veto on Thursday, stopping, for now, an environmental omnibus bill, House Bill 56. This measure would provide funding to monitor contamination in the Cape Fear River, repeal the state's plastic bag ban along the Outer Banks, and establish a beach renourishment fund. Environmental groups do not like this legislation. Cooper says that the bill failed to appropriate money through his departments, the proper channels, and that it weakens protections for rivers. Lawmakers, as you would expect, are criticizing Cooper for not supporting their response to the Gen X chemical spill. Has this public health issue now devolved into a finger-pointing battle of messaging?
I think it has a little bit, but I mean, from my perspective, it really was one of the worst bills of 2017. I think Governor Cooper was absolutely right to veto it. It was camouflaging this lots of other anti-environmental provisions. And then instead of bringing a holistic approach to this crisis of water pollution and bucking up the state agencies that ought to be responsible for it, we're throwing a pittance to some local governments that actually knew about the pollution before DEQ knew about it.
Jeff, I do think it's become a political football, and I think it's going to become even more a political football. One of the things that struck out to me in it, in the bill, and then the governor's veto of the bill, was the General Assembly had allocated $435,000 to address this Gen X chemical issue in the Cape Fear River. And the General Assembly, when they allocated the $435,000, they said, this is just a beginning to get started with this. We want to make sure we do it right. This is kind of a down payment, if you will, on this, clearly with the intent to go back and further fund whatever needs to be funded. He came back and said, well, that's not enough. I want $2.6 million. So the General Assembly then just comes back and says, okay, we've allocated these emergency funds that we can get down there right now. It just goes back and forth. And I think that it is largely a political football, which is a shame because, to Rob's point, I think there's some real serious questions that need to be answered.
Finally, Eastern North Carolina is one step closer to finally having the longest judicial vacancy in the country filled. Tom Farr, a nominee to the federal bench, began the confirmation process this week in D.C. There are plenty of critics. Farr, an attorney, has defended the Republican-led legislature in court over a controversial voter ID law that was ultimately struck down, as well as redistricting in some redistricting cases. Rob, I don't imagine that you're a big Farr fan. Farr did say this week that he will be an impartial member of the bench. Can he do it?
I don't see how he can. I hope he will try. I'm sure he believes that he will be. But here is a man who has essentially dedicated large chunks of his career to disenfranchising people of color from voting. And this is in the section of the state with the largest proportion of African-American people and a section of the state that in the 240 years of the United States has never, ever had a judge of color. We've only had white men. Federal judge of color. And there's only been four in the whole history of North Carolina amongst the score of judges. White men are 35% of the population. They've had 90% of the judges. President Obama nominated two very highly competent African-American women. Neither of them ever got a hearing throughout the entire 8 years of the Obama presidency. At least Obama, when his first one was directed, tried at somebody else. Farr is a recycled Bush appointee who was rejected several years ago. Yes, I don't see much positive about the Farr nomination.
Full disclosure, Tom Farr is a friend of mine. I've known him for years. I am a Farr fan.
Okay.
And he has dedicated his career to defending the law and doing his job. And I think, this is one area of law that he has focused on, but he's done lots of different things. When he says that he can serve and interpret the law and serve as an impartial jurist, I believe him.
Becky Gray is a vice president and lobbyist with the John Locke Foundation. Rob Schofield writes for NC Policy Watch, part of the North Carolina Justice Center. Enjoy your weekend.
Thanks, man.
Thanks.